Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Today, we're spotlighting a longtime local lifeline in San Jacinto, Pierre's Breadbasket Food Service. For over 23 years, friendly volunteers have shown up to make sure no family in Riverside County goes without food. Open Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 to noon, they hand out bag and box lunches and let families shop the store for essentials thanks to donations from places like Sprouts, Trader Joe's, McDonald's, and generous neighbors. Here to tell us how this all works, how many lives are touched, and how folks can help is what I hope is a familiar voice for longtime K-Froggers, our former DJ, Marshall Thomas. Thank you for joining me.
I am so pleased to be here. Really, I am. I'm overjoyed to see you and Norm and Heather. Today was wonderful bumping into you all up here at the station. And thank you for that introduction. Yes, Marshall K-Frog here. It's been a while for me to even say that. But that's what the flag says on the mic. So here I am. And yes, I'd like to pass along some information that is very important to a lot of people in the community. As you may or may not know, because of the government shutdown, food banks are taking a huge hit right now across the nation. So we're so fortunate to be up and running at full capacity as we are. It could be a lot leaner. But no, we do great things in the community, and it all comes together on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday when you can come and shop. We get our donations on Thursdays, and that's where I volunteer. I come in on Thursdays and help out stocking shelves and things of that nature. And Anthony Pierre, the owner himself, couldn't be here today, so I am here in lieu of his presence to talk about the Breadbasket Food Service that is on San Jacinto Boulevard in San Jacinto. And his role as owner has really boosted things a lot. He used to be part of the admin part of it and took care of all the paperwork and the necessities that it takes to have a food bank and any sort of service like this for the public to come in. And there's a lot of things that are involved, a lot of red tape and paperwork. The health department, for instance, they come in occasionally just to look around, make sure everything's clean and tidy and all of that. So there's a lot to do, but we do a lot, and we are so happy to do it. I can't tell you, Pepper, how rewarding it is to see a family come in, maybe with a little kid, and you can tell just by their clothes and the car they drive that things aren't real, real good for them. So if we can do that little bit of help to give them a box or a bag or just let them shop and get bread and milk and eggs and necessities, I mean, let's face it, there's a lot of people that really are hurting at this time, even though we're living in good times ourselves, relatively things for most people are on the upside, but you'd be surprised. There's a lot of people out there that really do need some help. And we're there to do that at Pierre's Breadbasket Food Service in San Jacinto. Not only do we do bag lunches, box lunches on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, and people can come in and shop, but there's also community outreach people there, and they provide free help to access the care they need for seniors, for instance, who need help with a ride to the doctor, or they might need help understanding their medicines. They'll actually send someone to your house to help you sort that kind of thing out. They have help for mental health and addiction, and that's there at the food bank as well. These are the people that come and sit at a table, and you can come over and talk to them about community outreach and the program itself. I can give you a contact number for that as well. They call themselves Palliative Partners, 951-276-4693 for more information on the community outreach program. But it's a good deal. They'll help you find housing, for instance. That's another problem, people that are unhoused. We all see it. You don't have to go far. It's at every off-ramp and at every 7-Eleven. So I think we've made a mark in the community. I know we have. And it's a mark that's huge and has been there for over 20 years, thanks to Anthony Pierre himself.
Well, what inspired the start of this mission?
Well, originally it used to be a restaurant. It was a very nice, I think it was an Asian restaurant at one time. Then it was an Indian restaurant for a time. And then a church bought it. And so they would really have services there on Sundays. And then the rest of the week, it was back to serving the community with the food bank. And it's been 23 years since Anthony himself, Anthony Pierre, became part of the whole operation, mostly as an administrative character in the process, because the church was kind of hands off. They kind of let him just run it the way he wanted to. Services on Sunday, that's about the only thing they cared about. And then through the week, he could do the food bank bread basket. And so he's now owner, operator, has a lot on his shoulders. And he's got some broad shoulders. He's an interesting character. He was a policeman before the 23 years of serving this food bank. But he was shot like 3 times and stabbed 4 times as as a police officer. So he thought, well, I got to do something a little less dangerous. I got 2 kids now. So he took over the bread basket, the food service, and he's been there ever since. And it just continues to get better and better and better. And we're always looking for new donors. Yes, we have Sprouts and Trader Joe's and Sam's Club and other entities. We will take donations from just about anybody that's willing to bring something down to the food bank. We take in clothes because we have clothes racks for, because you'd be, you know, people come in off the street, not just hungry, but some of them come in, they don't have no shoes on, you know, and things of that nature. So we do that. We take in clothing, we have toys, food, of course, and just any form of donation is welcome. You want to write a check? I've seen people pull up in big Mercedes dressed to the nines. And those are the people that will come in and say, this is a worthwhile operation. And I got a little something for you. And they're kind enough to write a check out. And Anthony keeps it all rolling. Like I say, he's a hardworking guy. And this is his love, his passion. And he takes it very seriously. He really does. And he's proud of his work. And he should be. He's helped so many people. And I've seen, just as a volunteer there, like I say, I've seen the people in the community that need it up close. And sometimes it's quite sad, especially if there's children involved. But like you say, the goal is to make sure that no family has to be without food. And there's no reason for you not to come down and see what goes on between 9 and noon on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Well, walk us through one of those typical mornings when your doors open at 9. What happens inside?
Well, first of all, we have other volunteers there. There's these 3 lads that I work with on a regular basis, really super characters. They're brought in with a gentleman that works for the county. He gives them a ride from their house to the food bank. All 3 of them are autistic in some way. You'd never know it till you hang out with them for a little while and talk to them and so forth, and you kind of pick up on little things. But they are bright, they're funny, they have a great sense of humor. And they're the ones that will get in there and start making the box lunches and the bag lunches. We have like a little assembly line in the back because it was a restaurant at one time. There's a full-on kitchen in the back. And that's how we create the box lunches and the bags. If you want a bag lunch or a box lunch, whatever you want, they'll give it to you. So we get there. We make sure things, the shelves are stocked. We sweep the floors and mop and keep things clean. And then we just open the doors and the people start strolling in. I myself stopped by 4 days ago or whatever. I needed a loaf of bread. So and the wife says, well, just go down to the food bank, you know, and hang out. And I go, well, okay. So I did. I went down and I did do a few things that day. I helped the guys take out the trash and so forth and so on. So I worked for that loaf of bread. And that's what we see is people coming in, be it a person by themselves or 2 people, a man and a woman, or a family, you know, a child that comes in along. Generally, we just open the doors and the people start because I don't know, if you go up and down San Jacinto, in San Jacinto, you'll see these people at the 7-Eleven and so forth, and you know that they probably need something. And they will wander in and ask questions, and they'll talk to the people that do the outreach program. And you can tell some of them are very serious. Some have problems above and beyond what we can help with. But when it comes right down to just them not going hungry that day, we're glad to, you know, and yes, we do take donations, even from these people. If they, someone will say, well, you know, can I give you, you know, $5 for a box of, and we normally say, if that's all you have, we don't want to take your last dollar. But if you want to put something in the box, yeah, by all means, go for it. That's not the ultimate goal. Yes, donations are very important, be it food, money, whatever. But mostly it's people that really do need just a little help. Maybe they're 2 days away from getting that next welfare check or whatever keeps them going. And we're able to make sure that at least they eat for those 2 days, and then they get their check and things are, you know, back on an even keel for them. But a typical day is just really sweet people. We have people out in front of the food bank at tables and chairs. You can ask questions. They'll give you any and all information they have about the food bank, about the community outreach program, and then they'll just invite you in, and you go in and shop. And it really is a nice little store. All in all, it's like a little supermarket. And products that come out of Sprouts and Trader Joe's and Sam's and McDonald's, that's all quality stuff. And try to watch the dates, of course, on things, and make sure everything's fresh. And you never know what you're going to see there. That's the neat thing. I get a kick out of going there to volunteer, because I'll get in there and see things on the shelf. They go, okay, I'm seeing things that are stuff that I like, you know. And of course, for doing my duties, I get to pretty much pick and choose whatever I want to take home. But it's just people helping people every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. That's what I see when we open the doors. And it's miraculous. It really is. And it's heartwarming to see.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I'm speaking with former KFrog DJ Marshall Thomas, now a volunteer with Pierre's Breadbasket Food Service in San Jacinto. Speaking of those donors, you receive donations from major retailers like Sprouts, Trader Joe's, and McDonald's. How important are these partnerships?
Oh, it's tremendous. And that's another thing that Anthony Pierre himself has gone out and propagated himself. I mean, being a police officer for a lot of years, he's a pretty bold guy. He does not mind walking into a CEO's office or anybody at Sam's Club or whatever and knocking on somebody's door and say, hey, this is who I am, this is what I do, and how can we work together? So he's the one that's gone to Sprouts and Trader Joe's and Sam's and made these connections, and they're strong. And for them to say, fine, you come once a week and we'll give you X amount of pallets full of all kinds of things that you can use and need. And it's worked out wonderfully. It really has. I'm impressed sometimes when I go in there and I see these products. I go, well, these are things that I see when I go shopping at Sprouts or Trader Joe's or whatever. So, you know, it's the qualities there and the freshness. We try to really, really pay attention to that sort of thing.
You also rely on everyday people in the community. What kinds of donations are most helpful right now?
Oh, you know, quite honestly, we do have people that come in that are doing well in their lives and will just out and out write a check sometimes. The people that know we're there, and that know that it's been there for a long time, and that know Anthony Pierre. They trust him. They know him. He's an upstanding guy. And that's probably one of the more important ones we could get. But actually, there's people that donate on a smaller level. The people that do come in with clothing or toys or anything of that nature, there's no donation too big or too small. But food, toys, clothing, etc., those are some of the main things we really try to keep on hand.
And when people want to donate toys or clothes, I assume that you're looking for new or gently used items?
Correct. Yeah, true. Yeah, it's funny because people don't, I don't know how, some people may not see that broken bicycle as, you know, being broken, and they'll bring it in. You kind of roll with things like that because they were nice enough to bring it down. But yes, we try to encourage them to make it something that's at least in good shape, and you know, so that we don't have to repair it. And if you're going to bring a pair of shoes, bring a pair of shoes, but make sure there's still some life left in them, you know, and whatever else that you might bring, the toys for kids, especially you want those to be clean and fairly new. And I mean, it's a child's going to be playing with that, and you know how kids are. Put that in their mouth or whatever. And but we've had people bring in a dinette set, a wooden, you know, four chairs and a table, and say, do you have room for this? And they go, well, sure, we could probably. Someone would come in and go, you know what, we need that in our house. We just moved. And while we don't have a lot of furniture, we don't have that particular item, and they'll buy that from us. And that's a donation. So even things like that.
With the rising cost of food and housing, are you noticing an increase in families needing help?
Yes, I should think so. I'm not there every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at the food bank to see the ebb and flow of the people in and out. But I'd have to say, yeah, even on Thursdays when we're just getting our donations and bringing them into the store, people stop by. You'll have somebody ride up on a bicycle, you know, hey, you know, I haven't eaten in 2 days or whatever. And they're like, oh, okay. Well, you know, if you wait until we unload the truck and get everything inside, by all means, come back and we'll give you whatever you need, that kind of thing. But yeah, it's across the nation right now because of the government shutdown. Food banks and bread baskets like this are taking a hit. So it's needed everywhere, not just in San Jacinto.
Tell us about your volunteers. What motivates them, and what does it take to keep the shelves stocked?
Well, the three lads that I help on Thursdays that come in just for that, they are so helpful because, yeah, stocking the shelves is huge. Keeping the place clean so that when the health inspectors come, that everything's tidy. But it's amazing. They love it. They look forward to it. It's their job. This is what we do every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and on Thursdays they come to help me unload the truck that brings in those pallets full of donations. But there's some other people involved as well. And the camaraderie is amazing. We get on like a little family. We know each other very well now. It's not unusual for some of the other volunteers to invite you over to their house. There's an older couple that comes, Bonnie and Dan, and they are so sweet. They've had pool parties at their house. They'll invite us over because they know that what we put in to the food bank does come back in some way or fashion. So it's like a family affair. It really is. That's the way it feels like to me. And that's why I've been there going on 2 years myself volunteering. I just, these are sweet-natured people only there to do good. And I don't know, in this day and age, I think that's a huge monumental factor is people helping people.
I'm speaking with former KFrog DJ Marshall Thomas, a volunteer with Pierre's Breadbasket Food Service in San Jacinto. If someone wants to donate, shop, or even volunteer with Pierre's Breadbasket, what's the best way to get involved?
You could give a call to Anthony Pierre himself, 951-665-4255. You could come see us, 2387 South San Jacinto Avenue in San Jacinto, and that's where you'll find Pierre's Breadbasket Food Service. So give a call. You could send him an email, Lucien, it's L-U-C-I-E-N, Pierre, P-I-E-R-R-E, the number 96 at gmail.com. So email Anthony, call the phone number I gave you, come by the breadbasket itself and see the operation. He's open to just about anything that you might want to pass along to us, give to us, supply us with whatever you have and whatever you think we might need once you come and see the operation. I encourage everybody to come by and actually see it. That's when you'll get a great idea of what it looks like and how it operates.
And finally, what do you wish more people understood about food insecurity in our area?
You and I lead very middle class lives full of everything we could ever need or want. And so when you see somebody that rides up on a bicycle, maybe no shoes, you can tell they probably haven't maybe bathed in a couple of days or whatever. It just, it makes you stop and think about humanity in general. I mean, really, we all deserve to be able to eat every day and have a pair of shoes on our feet and that sort of thing, and getting help if you need it from the community outreach program, whether it be a ride to your doctor's office or whatever. This is all we do, is to try and make lives a little easier for those that do stop by and say hello and want to see the place. And sometimes they come with their hand out, and that's okay. It's never a bad thing. People helping people.
It has been so wonderful to have you here, Marshall. Thank you for coming in.
You just gave me goosebumps, and it is so good to be here in the new Cape Rock studios with you. It's been quite some time since we had a chance to chat and hang out. So I'm thrilled. I can't thank you enough. On the way here, I thought, I hope I can pull this off. But then again, I thought, I'm going to be in really good company. So Pepper, you are lovely, great host for the show, and for everything you've done here over the years, accolades. You are the queen of country music around here, and everybody loves you.
You are so sweet. I'm so glad we got to catch up.
Me too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.